on to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number three of our show. And a reminder that following my own show, I'm going to be sitting in at the microphone for John Stadmiller and talking about more of the same thing. And we'll be taking calls that show and this show. Phone lines are open right now, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The war of words, as it were, is going on between Turkey and Syria, and basically this plot literally to drag in NATO. We're going to be keeping an eye on that, but I want to get back to this story about the grass down in Texas. Now, this grass has supposedly been in use for over 15 years without a problem, and then all of a sudden, the cattle on this ranch started dying. They have determined, amazingly enough, the grass started producing cyanide compounds that poisoned the cattle. I'm sure the lawsuits from this thing are going to be going on back and forth and back and forth, and it doesn't matter whether it's a hybridized grass or was really genetically modified. The important point here is that modified organisms have very unstable DNA. The longer an organism is alive and reproduces, the more the DNA becomes stable. It stays the same from one generation to the next. An unstable genome is the hallmark of a brand new organism, which is why a lot of people think that Ebola was a genetically engineered bioweapon that was being tested in these little African outbacks, because as much as 10% of its genome would mutate in a single generation. But it's a reminder that when you start tinkering with the genes of an organism, you're creating an unstable genome, and you don't know what effects it's going to have. And you could have a sudden surprise out of a clear blue sky mutation that can produce unpredicted results. And this cyanide from this grass appears to be the case. Now, the damage control is already in place. They're trying to back off and say, oh, it wasn't really genetically modified. It was just a hybrid. But whatever they did to this grass, the reason they had it for sale at a store instead of just growing the grass that was already there, appears to have the stage for something unexpected to happen. And that is a warning that should be heard throughout everything connected with genetically modified food, crops, especially with this revelation that the genes from genetically modified food can actually leap into the bacteria in your digestive system. That's incredibly dangerous to be playing with this kind of stuff. Now, as you know, we've been talking about the glyphosate in Roundup Weed Killer and the genetically modified, what they call the Roundup Ready crops that were immune to it. And the idea was you would plant these very expensive Roundup Ready crops, then you could soak your field in glyphosate and everything but your crops would be dead. The problem is that the glyphosate gets into the crops and gets into the diet, and it's already been shown to have some health concerns. But the other problem was that the gene in the crops that protected it from the glyphosate leapt over to the weeds. And now you have Roundup Ready weeds. The super weeds are taking over the gardens. Well, it's happened again, okay, because Monsanto, starting in 2003, started selling a genetically modified corn that was supposed to be resistant to rootworm. Okay, they inserted a special protein into the corn's genetic code, and it's supposed to be fatal to all rootworms. Well, you know something? Rootworms evolve. And the rootworms today are not only immune to this protein, they seem to like it. And despite the genetically modified crops, the rootworms have come back. They're destroying the crops. So the farmers had to spend the money for the rootworm-proof corn. It's not rootworm-proof. Now they got two sets of problems to deal with. We're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a phone call here. Kurt in Oregon. Aloha, Kurt. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, what's on my mind, Mike, is several months ago you said, I'm not going to believe anything about World War II. There's so much disinformation. There's so much lies out there that I'm just going to question everything about World War II. Remember?
Well, I think we can all agree it did happen.
Yeah, I think we can. Yeah, I think we can agree on that. And then last week you said, the Germans were using the V-1 as a terror bomb against London.
Yes,
and
they were.
And that's something I think you
and
should...
And the V-2.
I think you should question that.
No, because the V-1s and V-2s did exist. I've actually seen a recovered V-1 that used to be at the travel town.
Oh, yes, they existed, but they were all falling in one area of London. They weren't used as a terror weapon. They were all falling in the east end of London. They weren't used as a terror weapon.
You know why that was happening, don't you? It was because Winston Churchill had the BBC misreport where the missiles were landing in order to trick the Germans into adjusting the trajectory. And they intentionally allowed the bombs to fall in that area so they wouldn't hit, like, the more important public buildings. That was a propaganda campaign.
No, that's cover propaganda. That's cover propaganda because in the east end of London was where all the heavy bombs were being built. All the big blockbuster bombs were built in hardened bunkers in the east end of London, and
they dispersed the manufacturing here. I don't know where you're getting your idea of history, but the reason the buzz bombs were falling in the East End, which was the poor part of town, was because the BBC, under orders from Winston Churchill, were misreporting On the shortwave broadcast, they misreported deliberately where the bombs were falling. So the Germans would hear the shortwave broadcast, and they'd say, oh, we missed our intended target. We must adjust the navigation, blah, 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 blah. That's what was going on with
there.
Do
you think the Germans were so stupid to believe the BBC? Do you think they were really that dumb?
Yeah, they were that dumb in a lot of cases because that was the only information they had. They didn't really – okay, I don't know what your agenda here is. Okay, but your grasp of history is extremely damaged. The part of history that, you know, we need to question, I mean, obviously some things did happen. World War II did happen. The buzz bombs did fall on Britain, and the reason they were targeted on civilian areas was to basically bring about a terror campaign, to get the people of Britain to put pressure on their government to capitulate to Germany's demand to simply end the war right where everything was, where Germany would have the continent, Great Britain would be where it was, and that was where it was all going to get cut off. So I'm not sure where that was supposed to be going, but his grasp of what was going on then is fragile at best here. All righty, let's see. Getting back to the science and health issues. An Italian court, we've covered this before, but we're going to come back on it again. The MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella, has been linked with autism all over the world. And here in the United States as well, there was a lot of investigation going on. It was all basically shut down when the Homeland Security Act included a provision that indemnified the vaccine manufacturers from lawsuits resulting from problems with the vaccines themselves. And the reason that was done officially was that in the event of a biological attack, nudge, nudge, the vaccine makers would have to fast-track their vaccines and there might be mistakes and we shouldn't sue them for trying to save the country from those gosh darn Muslim terrorists. And that basically ended all possibility of investigation into the link between vaccines and autism because there wasn't any point in spending the money to investigate because you weren't going to be able to sue and recover the money anyway. Now, a lot of people did continue the research, and they continue to find that there is a link between vaccines and a lot of health issues. Now, over in Italy, the Italian courts have ruled that there is a link between the MMR vaccine and autism. They had a case that they looked at of a perfectly healthy child in 2004 at the age of 15 months, was given the MMR vaccine, and apparently almost overnight, his mental state and health deteriorated, and, you know, eventually he was diagnosed as having autism a year later. And in his final analysis, the Italian health ministry basically concluded that the vaccine was at fault. So there is the legal precedent. Unfortunately, you can't sue the vaccine makers in the United States of America, but you need to be aware that other countries that aren't quite the fascist dictatorships that we have here in the United States of America are finding there is a link between vaccines and autism and vaccines and many other illnesses as well. Vaccines, it's a scam. I know there are some vaccines that actually do work, but a lot of them don't. It's just selling medicine to people who don't need it, just like the old traveling Wild West medicine show salesman used to do. Remember in 1976, that swine flu pandemic, the vaccine killed more people than the flu did. It's just another way of making money off the people here. All right, we got a couple of computer stories here to go in. I know a lot of you use Firefox. We wrote whatreallyhappened.com primarily to work with Firefox, and we tend to use it a lot. But the new tab feature apparently is a security hazard, and a fix is being promised on that one. That's going to be forthcoming very, very soon. Now, going back to this situation where all of a sudden Justin TV is asking people to pay $10 a month to watch my program, somebody sent in a story. Facebook is now charging fan page administrators for posts to show up in the followers' news feeds. And again, you know, the fan page is a Facebook page that is in support of a movie star or a rock star or something like this that is there to basically promulgate information out to the fans. Now Facebook is charging those websites or those fan pages for posts that go out to the followers. So everybody's doing everything they can to just grab another few pennies here, you know, as the system locks up. And, you know, the fallacy of this whole situation is All of these things they're doing assume that there's something out there. In fact, I was looking at this other article here. Germany degrees, stop asking for help and start cutting. There is nothing left to cut. The Greek health workers are working without pay. How much more can they cut? You think they're going to give you money to work at the hospitals? It's not going to happen. They don't have the money to give you. The biggest single self-delusion that we have of the money junkies right now is they're still convinced there's still some money out there in the regular world for them to grab onto, and there isn't. That's why this whole thing is coming apart. So everybody's getting greedy, everybody's getting desperate, and nobody wants to stand up and say the fault, the problem for all of this is the private central banking system, which has a design flaw in it from the start, as critical as the one that doomed the Tacoma's Narrow Bridge, as critical as the one that doomed Challenger, as critical as the one that doomed Columbia. There's a design problem that nobody wants to admit to, because banking and economics is a religion, not a science. And it operates on faith. Speaking of faith, in the wake of the flashback botnet that specifically targeted Mac computers, Apple has removed statements in its advertising that the Mac operating system X is immune to viruses. And I know in past years when I talk about all the problems we have with Windows viruses and hackers trying to break in and wreck this computer and wreck our servers and all the rest of it, I always get that flood of emails, oh, you should be on Macintosh. They're immune to viruses. And I keep coming back and saying, no, they are not. There just aren't enough of them to make it worthwhile to the hackers. That situation has changed. Mac's operating system X is based on Linux. Linux is itself a derivative close cousin of the Unix operating system. And long before there was a Windows, the hackers were on Unix. Some of the historical great hacks that almost brought the net to a standstill were done on Unix. It's just hackers are greedy, and they want to go for the maximum number of machines, and up until now, there just weren't that many Macs out there to make it worthwhile. That has now changed, and Apple is now admitting their machines are just as susceptible to viruses as anybody else. And the problem here is we Windows users, we're battle-hardened. We've been fighting the hackers for decades. We know what we're doing. The Mac users, they're babes in the woods. They haven't had to deal with this stuff before. They have no idea what's coming and how hard it's going to hit them. All right. Let's see. Key Car Quality Study ranks software bugs as most common complaint and knocks Ford again. And this is kind of an interesting story where apparently Ford's public approval of its products has taken a major, major hit. In the popularity of its cars, and apparently the 27th out of 34 brands rated, down from 5th 2 years ago and 23rd last year, and it's going downhill, and apparently it has to do with the in-car electronics, which have bugs and problems and require constant patching and update. This is all from J.D. Powers and Associates. And you know, this in-car electronics basically replaces all the controls with a touchscreen for air conditioning, for everything else, and it's simply not working. And apparently the system, like, tends to randomly reboot, which will reset all the things that are going on in the car. Now, my first car was a Volkswagen Beetle. It didn't have a computer. Didn't even have electronic ignition. You could adjust the ignition system with a Swiss Army knife. The radio had a knob for power, volume, a second knob for tuning, and a few buttons for presetting stations. It didn't worry about reboots. Didn't worry about software patches. The car just did what you wanted it to do without spending a lot of time having to tinker with it. Drive to the store. Drive to school. I sometimes miss that. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. McDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about this situation where J.D. Powers and Associates is saying that approval of Ford's vehicles is plunging right now. And it's all tied in with the electronic system that has this, you know, computer touch screen that controls the air conditioning and all this other stuff. And I know foreign cars have the same thing, but they appear to work. And Ford's effort to say, me too, we can do that too, has come up extraordinarily short. And I was thinking back to my very first car was a Volkswagen Beetle. I paid $100 for it. All four fenders were different colors. It was remarkably easy to repair and maintain, and, you know, I got it all fixed up, and I had it all painted green, and I named it Heathcliff, and then a Chevy came across the divider on Azusa Avenue and murdered my car. But I remember that car with a great deal of fondness. It didn't have a lot of bells and whistles, and I, you know, a car isn't something to play with. I go to school, I go to work, that's it. I don't want to have to think about the car. I got more important things to spend my lifespan on. And compared to the Xterra and then the Kia that we briefly had while trying to migrate from the Xterra to something a little more stable, that VW Bug was the paragon of reliability and durability and simplicity. you know, everything the U.S. automakers were supposed to build, except, of course, back then, the Volkswagen Beetle wasn't built in the U.S. I mean, I've had some American cars. I've had a Chevy, and that was acted like it was made out of processed rust, really. Now, I watch a lot of Top Gear, and I find myself very much in agreement with Jeremy Clarkson, who really is less than wonderfully enthusiastic about the over-automation of cars today. So he hates traction control, and I agree with him. One of the rental vehicles we have between the Xterra and the wonderful 12-year-old Honda I've got now had traction control. And while it was, I kept thinking I was on the verge of skidding out of control because I was doing one thing and the vehicle was doing something else. And when I finally figured out what it was and I turned off the traction control, and all of a sudden, oh, now it's driving correctly. And I think we've junked up stuff, and we've traded complexity and Jim Crackery for just having a very simple, reliable product. So I have a question that occurs to me thinking about all these problems. If this is for the lawyers out there, probably going to spin off a whole new legal industry out there. If you are driving a Ford and the car crashes because of a manufacturing defect, the surviving family can sue Ford for the wrongful death. But if you're driving a Ford and the car crashes because of a software glitch in that fancy little touchscreen system, does Microsoft's end-user license agreement prevent the family from suing for the wrongful death of the driver? There's a question for you. Death by software. My goodness here. Let's see. Had an email come in here. My old history teacher, Mr. Bloom, told us from firsthand experience that the V1s and V2s were terrifying. I can't remember if it was the V1s or V2s. I think it was the V1s, but he said they made a loud buzzing noise flying over, but when the noise stopped was the really frightening thing because it meant it was coming down. And then it soon did nearby somewhere. The caller doesn't know what he's talking about. Regards from London. Now, the letter writer is right. The V1 was called the buzz bomb because it was powered with what was called a pulse jet engine. The only moving part was this set of flapper valves at the very beginning. And the whole idea was the engine itself was just this giant resonating cavity, and fuel was pumped in, and the wall of flame would basically travel back and forth. And when it traveled forward, the reed valves would shut, and so the thrust would go out the back. And it was a very simple, easy-to-produce, inexpensive form of jet propulsion. And that's what made the loud buzzing noise, was that resonating chamber and the opening and closing of those valves. And that's all it was. And that's why they called them the buzz bombs. It was the first cruise missile because it had an altimeter that kept it at the right altitude and a gyroscopic compass. And all they did is they would aim it from the launching racks to England, and they'd put a timer on there so that when it had been flying a certain amount of time, they would presume it was over the target. The engine would then be shut off, and it would come on down and do what it was going to do. So that's exactly how it worked. All righty, let's see. Egypt's new president, Mohamed Morsi, has called for a new 9/11 investigation. I'm sorry, President Morsi, we don't need a new investigation. We know exactly what happened here. Now, over the weekend, sometimes I sort of go off on tangents about, things I like to think about. And I know everybody's always fascinated with extraterrestrial life and extraterrestrial intelligence. And the Curiosity probe is due to land on Mars August 5th. And they're making a big deal of news about how terrifying it will be. This thing is going to land itself on the planet. Well, I got a newsflash for you. Every probe that has gone to Mars lands itself because you can't do real-time control. Takes too long for the radio signals to go back and forth, but they're trying to heighten the drama and get some attention over there because, you know, NASA's, they need public support. No bucks, no Buck Rogers and the rest of it. So we're always talking about extraterrestrial intelligence and where are they? Why aren't they there? How do we find them? And I just started blue skying over the weekend. And when we come back, I'm going to sort of share this kind of insight I had about maybe a different approach to solving this problem. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Cardboard box down by the mission bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I got another email from somebody about the V1 and V2, basically confirming my understanding. The aiming system on both of those weapons was not designed to hit a specific target like a bunker or a factory. The whole point was just to hit anywhere in the city at all. And you know, to scare the population. So this this caller who says they were aiming at some kind of underground construction bunkers, no. The V1 and V2 didn't have that kind of sophisticated aiming. No GPS, no inertial navigation system. It was basically dead reckoning. Aim in this direction when so much time has elapsed, pull the plug. That's how the V1s worked, and the V2s just, it was a pure ballistic arc, and there was no way to direct them to a specific target at all. So, yeah, that was my understanding as well. All righty, let's see. Now, we're talking about detecting extraterrestrial life, and I understand this is not the normal thing that we do on the show, but I was kind of thinking about this over the weekend. I'm absolutely convinced that there is, in fact, life throughout the universe, that it is the norm. It is not rare. It is not exceptional. that any place that you have a planetary system around a type 1 metal-rich star and you have a source of energy and a fluid medium that enables mixing of chemical elements, that sooner or later something is going to come along that reproduces itself and starts that whole process. Now, I know the big focus on corporatized science, if you will, is focused on water-borne, carbon-based life form, life as we know it here on planet Earth. I think it's a very, very narrow view. It's speciesist, actually. We don't know what other kinds of life might be possible based on liquid methane at the cold end of temperatures relative to us, or something based on silicon that lives on a very, very hot world that would see the planet Earth as way too cold for life as they know it. But hey, that Mercury is looking very attractive. We won't know until we go on out there. And I think we ought to be going back to Titan to see if there's something swimming in those methane lakes that are out there. But as you know, there's been this focus on life on other worlds, intelligent life, detecting alien civilizations, and there's what's called the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, or SETI, which is out there with these radio telescopes trying to pick up messages beamed our way. And as you're probably aware, back in 1974, the giant radio antenna in Puerto Rico at Arecibo sent out a message toward the globular cluster M13. It was a very brief message, I think a three-minute broadcast. And it was at a megawatt of power, which is a lot of power, and they sent it on out there. Now, this was actually a publicity stunt. They weren't really expecting anything to happen, and that's why the broadcast was only for 3 minutes. It was a PR stunt to basically advertise that they had all this new equipment for doing radar studies on the outer planets. They could actually bounce radar signals off the moon and the rest of the solar system and do all kinds of research, and that's obviously very important. But the idea that there's somebody out there who's listening for an intentional broadcast to planet Earth for that 3 minutes out of our entire, you know, human history, it's remote. It's remote. Now, more recently, we are seeing efforts by scientists to detect radio leakage from alien civilizations, which is basically setting up radio and antenna systems to try and intercept the alien version of MTV or I Love Lucy. And maybe they'll get lucky. But again, human evolution. Humans have been on this Earth for about 500,000 years. We've been building our civilization and society for 20 to 30,000 years. But only in the last 100 years has Earth been sending radio and TV waves out into the skies. Okay? And as we switch over to satellites and to cable, the total amount of radio leakage going out from planet Earth is already in decline. And as we go to more and more optical-based technology, it's going to go away completely. So the actual window of time that an alien civilization is allowing vast amounts of radio energy to leak into the surrounding universe, it's very, very narrow compared to their entire history. So that's a bit of a long shot here. In other words, basically, the SETI researchers are searching for planets with alien civilizations that are basically where we were in the 1950s. And I think they're looking in the wrong place. So I started thinking, what else would you look for? And I may be completely wrong about this, but I figured it was worth, you know, just asking about it. Power generation. We know that electricity transmits over power lines if it's in AC, alternating current. And we know that the frequencies where alternating current is very effective is limited to a very narrow range. Here on the ground, it's anywhere between, I think 16 was the lowest I found in common usage, and 60 is kind of the highest. And I know that there are aircraft systems that use 400 hertz, but that's done so that the power systems are lightweight in order to get into the air. The majority of power here on Earth is somewhere in that 16 to 60 hertz band. It's a very, very narrow band. And it's terawatts of power. I mean, we think about sending out a message to the universe with a megawatt of power. That's just a candle compared. I mean, you've got this entire planet strung with these giant power lines humming at 50 or 60 hertz or whatever, with terawatts of power just radiating all that energy. And anybody who's worked, you know, with radio, with shortwave marine band, you know how difficult it is getting away from that 60 hertz hum. It's everywhere. It's ubiquitous. How far is that reaching out? I mean, I know anybody with an AM radio can actually hear the noise from lightning strikes on Jupiter. So we know it's crossing out there. So instead of listening for the alien I Love Lucy, maybe we ought to be listening for their power systems. I mean, we already know, even though there are better ways of doing electrical power today, out of simple social technological inertia, we're still using the system that George Westinghouse set up for us in the 1920s. And nobody is seriously saying, let's tear it all down and start it all over with a completely different power system. So even an alien civilization that is far more advanced than ours is probably still going to be using those standards. There's no real reason to change. That's what we should be listening for. Just kind of one of these ideas that sort of pops into my head here from time to time. And I started doing a few little experiments, and, you know, like I don't have enough to do in my copious free time. All righty, let's see. So that takes care of that. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I think I already mentioned Egypt's new president, Mohamed Morsi, has called for a new 9/11 investigation. That's right, I already said that, and I said, we don't need no new investigation. Now, over the weekend, a lot of people got very upset because more and more we are beginning to see these so-called training exercises in the streets of America, where they've got tanks out there. I think they were in St. Louis. And they're saying, nothing to worry about. We're just training in the streets of America. Oh, what are you training for, if not to shoot at the American people when we decide we've had enough with this private central banking nonsense? All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Chuck in Texas. Aloha, Chuck. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, buddy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, just a little comic relief for my attitude towards the aliens and what's out there searching for them and all, or finding them, which would be an unfortunate thing to do. You know, if they've got faster than light technology where they can come and visit us, why aren't they bothering us? We're either, you know, they're waiting for us to get fat enough to eat or smart enough to be slaves.
There's another explanation. When you drive down the highway, do you stop and look at every anthill you pass?
What do we have
that they're going to be interested in?
What do they have that's going to
justify the cost to come here? I mean, it's an article of faith among science fiction writers that there's some way to bypass the speed of light, but what if that's just wishful thinking, like, you know, putting on wings and flying to the moon?
If they have it, they're just waiting for us to be one of two things, either fat enough to eat or smart enough to make good slaves. We're doing real good on the fat part, but on the smart part, boy, did we blow
it. Here's a problem with that, okay? You're assuming that any alien life form that lands here on Earth is going to be biochemically identical to us, because if they aren't, their first bite of a human is going to be their last one. We'll be very toxic and poisonous to them.
You're taking me seriously, guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Don't take me seriously, okay?
I was wrong to do that then. I apologize.
Wow. Yeah,
I apologize.
People talk about aliens and all. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, the world's coming apart. The last thing we need to worry about is aliens. Just thought I'd throw that in, Bubba.
Well, I appreciate that, but you know, the reason I started playing with this, first of all, is I do try and take some time away from the politics because it can get overwhelming, and I've always been a tremendous astronomy buff. I actually worked for NASA many, many, many years ago, and I'm still curious about this stuff, and I think were it to be proven that there is an alien civilization out there, it might give the human race a good and much-needed dose of humble. That we're not the supreme creation of the universe, then probably we might want to, like, pull back from some of this, you know, I'm God and I'm going to blow up the world kind of mentality that we see in our leadership. And again, I'm still convinced that we did find life on Mars in 1976 with Viking. And it's just social pressure and political pressure and scientific pressure said, no, you can't ever say that. The same stuff that's resulted in that school starting to teach that the Loch Ness Monster is real and therefore evolution can't possibly work. And it's absurd. I mean, there's very little truth left in our society. We're going back into a new dark ages. And it's painful to watch. It's painful to watch. I imagine the people in Imperial Rome, as they saw their culture start to come apart and all of the science and art and that they had developed start to fall into disuse. I mean, our society is so interrelated. There are things that we can't do anymore that we used to do. Well, like the SSTs, like go to the moon, like even get a human up to orbit right now. We've lost all of that. We're already a nation, a civilization in decline, and that's painful to watch for somebody who really thought the future could be such a beautiful place.
Yeah, I meant no criticism of you bringing up the aliens thing. That was just kind of a little bit of comic relief. You're making some really good points. It's just one of my fun things to say when people start talking about aliens. You're doing a great show. And I agree we're headed for a new dark ages. In 5 years in America, there's not going to be one thing that operates. Not your car, not your rototiller, not your computer, nothing. And that's why I'm a prepper. I mean,
well, you're wise to do so. You're wise to do so. And, you know, it is funny. We're seeing so much propaganda by the corporate media and by governments trying to force preppers back on the grid because if you're not dependent on them, I mean, the U.S. government actually put out advertisements trying to get more people onto food stamps. They need you to be dependent on them for everything so that you don't start saying no. Because the first time you start saying no, the tyrant begins to tremble. And they're already there.
Old skills. Relearn
I'm sorry,
old
one more time.
I said relearn old skills, things that we used to all know how to do.
Yes.
Our great-granddad would just be chagrined at the level of comfort we have and the level of ignorance that we have about the most basic of things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know they've been hit with their own pedophilia scandal, but there were some good aspects of the Boy Scout and Girl Scout programming, or at least the Girl Scout programming that wasn't obsessed with draperies and that kind of stuff. But the idea of being able to go out and camp and survive in the wilderness, you know, if you needed to, that's something that everybody needs to have. We need to escape from these human ranches called cities, you know, and planet Earth could supply support a lot more humans if they were spread out uniformly all over the surface in small little towns instead of these giant, you know, human ranches called cities.
Those are killing fields, as you were alluding to earlier. That's all our cities are. They're just killing fields.
They are. They're getting worse. With Detroit letting go all their firefighters next July, I think it was, I forget the number, it was at the beginning of the show, huge amounts and numbers of firefighters. We could see a fire in Detroit like the Great Fire of Chicago or the Great Fire of San Francisco. I mean, there's so much of Detroit that's just so run down, you know, that it's not going to take much to have an out-of-control fire and not enough firefighters to fight it.
Tell you what, I'd love to have you on my Blog Talk Radio show sometime to talk about, you know, you're doing a great job and a great service. You put out an outstanding.
Well, I'd love to be on your show. Just email me and we'll set that up.
All right, sounds good, Bubba. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I knew I was concerned that if I started talking about extraterrestrial civilizations and everything, that I might be misinterpreted. But it's no secret. I think there has to be something out there. The universe is so incredibly vast. The idea that we're the only one out there, I think, is just ludicrous. And I think the fact that life was found on Mars should have been a cultural significant event, but we were basically shouted down. And you know, I remember back there in 1976, and the Viking management was already feeling bludgeoned and bruised because the original plan was to put the Viking 1 lander down on the bicentennial, July 1976. We were going to do it. And the original landing site turned out to be very, very rough. And they had to find a new landing site. And it was like every single day, the White House was on the line to project management. You get that thing down on the 4th. And the Fayman went, and fortunately, the Viking management said, we don't know that we're going to be safe. Do you want an embarrassment? And so the White House relented and said, well, then put it down on the anniversary of the moon landing on the 20th. We'll settle for that. And so that was ultimately what happened. And the Viking team management were wise to do that because when the second lander was put down, it just missed a Volkswagen-sized rock that would have flipped it over and wrecked it, the way the Russian probe that beat us to soft landing only ran for like 12 seconds or something. We don't know what happened to it, but it was a reckless landing here. And when we finally do get incontrovertible proof of an alien civilization. And if we're just hearing the hum of their transformers, they're not going to know we're here. So Stephen Hawking's concerns, you know, don't apply to this thing. But just knowing they're out there, I think, might change our perspective. And we might come to understand we're not special in the universe. We're not the supreme creation. And maybe that little bit of humility might pull us back from the eagerness to turn these little brass keys to prove how butch we all are. Just a thought. And the good thing is, you know, listening for the power supplies on these other planets, it's not going to take a lot of equipment to do. Anyway, that was my thought. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of my show. Then we're going to be going into John Stedmiller's show afterwards. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm looking at the corporate media, and they're going on and on about how this last representative species of a giant tortoise has passed away. And I'm sure we're all going to feel really sad about the tortoise passing away. But again, it gets back to Rivero's rule of the news. If it's not affecting your life, it's the news. It's just fluff and distraction. And I know the corporate media has just been completely obsessed about the Supreme Court decision on immigration. Because they don't want to talk about the economy. They don't want to talk about the wars. There's almost a sense of desperation of getting this into a real world war before the economy comes apart. So they've got something to blame. They got a scapegoat. But it's not going to work because you are all smart enough to understand that's what they're doing because they've done it twice before with big mistake number one and big mistake number two. So anyway. All right, the markets are closed. The Dow was down 138. It was actually lower than that in the day. And they're all saying it's concern over the European debt situation. And again, they're yanking those corks and passing them around the boat as fast as they can. And it is not going to change the outcome. Because the reason for all of this economic hardship is the private central banking system is designed that way to remove real wealth from the people and put it in the pockets of the money junkies. From their point of view, it's worked. This is what they intended. Riches for themselves to where they can go out and buy the island of Kauai. And poverty and starvation for the people. Because then you will grovel to have a job. You will work for minimum wage. You'll work for less than minimum wage. You'll pay them to have a job. Because enforced dependency is what fascism is built on. So that caller who was there as a prepper, yeah, you got to relearn some basic skills. How to fix things yourself. This whole service-based economy that started back in the 1980s was an attempt to make us dependent on each other. Oh, I can't do my own laundry anymore. This service will do it for me. I can't deal with my own problems. I have to pay a psychiatrist or whatever, a psychologist or a therapist or whatever, to get us all so locked up and interdependent with each other that we couldn't function as independent people any longer. I remember when George Herbert Walker Bush was out there making that ludicrous statement about July 4th shouldn't be called Independence Day anymore. It should be Interdependence Day. We've got you all locked into this giant Gordian knot called society that you'll never untangle on your own. Of course, you remember how Alexander solved that problem. But we are coming up on Independence Day, July 4th. Already here in the stores in Hawaii, they've got those little party poppers, which are all we're allowed for fireworks now. They don't trust us with anything that actually has a fuse and, you know, black powder in it anymore. Oh, no, 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 just these little party popper things. That's all we're allowed to have now. Amazing stuff. All right, we're going to take a station identification. I'm going to be back after station identification, sitting in for John Stadmiller at the Intelligence Report. We'll be right back.